can't he? President Trump said today he's looking forward to a second summit with Vladimir Putin, one of many messages that he put out today on Twitter, even as his Homeland Security Secretary declared it would be foolish to think Russia has stopped interfering in U.S. elections. We turn now to someone who has met with the president this week, Congressman Mike Bishop, Republican representative from the 8th District. Welcome back to Stateside.
Good to be here. Thank you.
So on the day of the Helsinki summit and the joint press conference between Presidents Trump and Putin, you issued a statement and you said Vladimir Putin's Russia is not a trusted friend of the United States. You spoke of Russia's efforts to undermine democracy here in the United States, and you say we must hold Russia accountable. Do you feel that President Trump did that in Helsinki?
You know, I had a chance to speak with the president afterwards at our meeting in the White House. My personal discussion with him and what he shared with us about what happened in those meetings tells me that he shared exactly what our concerns were about Russia's meddling. Also, I think his actions at the NATO summit was extremely helpful in laying the the framework for our concerns about Russia in Europe and around the world.
How so?
Well, he ramped up the need to make sure that we continue to invest in NATO so that we can have an adequate defense, and he identified Russia as the main aggressor in the region. So I think everything he's done and everything he's said up until that point has been very supportive of the idea that we have got to do whatever we can to address this aggressive behavior by Moscow.
There are many who are very alarmed or concerned at the president's language towards Angela Merkel and Germany, Theresa May, and then more recently he appeared to be questioning Article 5 in talking about Montenegro and his interview on Fox. How do you think this affects the NATO alliance?
I think it's there was some really very tough talk at the NATO summit. I think much of it is necessary for the fact that many of our NATO allies are not pulling their own weight, and that message had to be sent. Now, that said, we don't want to repel our closest allies around the world, so you have to carefully choose the words you use and make sure that the diplomacy that you're there to conduct is such that we preserve that relationship and enhance it. We've got to do whatever we can to make sure that that alliance stays strong. And I think that was his goal in saying what he said to those other countries about making sure that they continue to invest in their own defense.
Take us back, and I know, as you say, you met with the president Tuesday afternoon along with other members of the House Ways and Means Committee. What specifically did you say to him about Helsinki?
Well, the discussion was primarily around something a little bit more positive. It had to do with our efforts to enhance, to go 2.0 on the tax reform. So it was a positive discussion on the economy and all the great things that are going on in the economy and ways to enhance that. But we did have a chance to speak with the president regarding his overseas visit with the NATO alliance and also in Helsinki. I also had a chance to raise my concerns regarding the North Atlantic Treaty Organization that we have been working on, and also tariffs that are impacting my state of Michigan and our state of Michigan in such a way that I think it's imperative that we have that open dialogue. So there were a number of things that were spoken about that were important to Michigan, important to me, but also the president had a chance to talk about his trip overseas. So not a lot of time there. It was about an hour, I would say, but we got a lot done, and I'm comfortable that the president was open to our discussion. And also he had a number of his cabinet in there as well that were helpful, along with the vice president, in addressing concerns that we had.
Now, Congressman Bishop, we know the president has made efforts to walk back that statement he made in Helsinki that seemed to undermine the U.S. intelligence community's declaration Russia meddled in our election. He says he has full faith and support in the intelligence community's conclusion Russia meddled. But then he did ad lib, it could be other people also. There's a lot of other people out there. Also, his statement on the world stage that the United States shares the blame for the Russia cyber attack, that still stands. What do you think of that view?
We, the United States does not share the blame. I don't believe that for a second.
So I agree with that statement from the president?
I have expressed my in statements, in public statements that I've made, my concerns with those comments. Mm-hmm. I do believe that the United States is also engaged in all kinds of propaganda around the world and is also engaged in efforts to be involved in elections. You can recall that President Obama had folks in Israel to try to knock off Netanyahu in his last election. So this has happened before. That's not the only example. I'm sure it's happened to several presidents before. That said, it does not excuse Russia for the way in which they meddled in our 2016 election. And we have got to make sure we send every message we can that it won't be tolerated in the future.
But why do you think President Trump is not as able to wholly endorse Russian involvement in the election the way the intelligence community has? He had to say that qualifier and hedge it. There could be other people. There's a lot of people out there.
I think, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure exactly why he said what he said. There's a lot of media out here, to say the very least. I've never seen such a swarm of ravenous media as I have seen in the past year and a half. So I think a lot of this has to do with speaking off the cuff and not probably organizing your thoughts before you speak.
Because you're not questioning that those statements weren't said. People are just reporting what was said.
I agree. I'm not going to. I can't provide excuses for what has been said. Plain meaning is what it is. And we expressed that concern to the president at our meeting. I'm satisfied that he knows that we're concerned. He knows about all of our public statements. He was certainly aware of it in the meeting. But to his credit, he took criticism and I think constructively.
Congressman Mike Bishop, we want to thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much.